Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful, blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. One in three people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire. Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
All right, Steve, you have to listen really closely to this one, as you always do, because I'm sure they're going to want your help on this one. Subject, okay. I'm looking forward to living in my car.
Right there.
Yes. Dear Steve and Shirley, I am a working female that's ready to put my belongings in storage and live in my car because of the problems I'm having in my apartment. I constantly live with noise above me, next door to me, and across the hall from me. Above me, people are dragging things across the floor, stomping and playing music all day and night. On either side of me, I can hear my neighbors arguing and having sex until 3 and 4 in the morning. One of my neighbors has a big dog, and he runs up and down the hallway all of the time. My apartment management company said there is nothing they can do about what goes on inside residents' apartments, and I'll have to stay there until my lease is up. I work two jobs, and I have to be up by 5 a.m. each morning, and it's hard to get up when you haven't had quality sleep all night. Since nothing can be done to make my experience living there any better, I'd rather live in my car and save over $1,200 a month that I pay for rent and utilities. I don't have any friends or coworkers that I like enough to stay with, so I'm looking forward to being on my own. I think it will be a fun adventure for a short period of time and a good way for me to save money so I can get a nicer place, maybe even buy a house. So, Steve, here's your part, Steve. So, Steve, you often talk about your experience when you lived in your car. Besides the obvious safety risks, do you have any advice for me? I'm not crazy, and I only plan to do this temporarily. What are your thoughts?
Cool.
All right. Okay. Well, this sounds crazy. I know you said you weren't crazy, but this does sound crazy. And my solution is very, very simple, because I don't think you should live in your car. I mean, you know, you got to think about these situations. You're a woman. You're going to need the bathroom. You need your privacy. You know, I understand you want to save money and all of this, but maybe you can stay in your apartment and go about saving maybe not quite as much as you thought you could in the first place and that you were planning. You know, and you mentioned the safety factor. Of course there's a safety factor. You're leaving yourself way too open here and way too vulnerable. Yes, that is a major factor. So I'm just, you know, I said all this to say, and my answer will be very short because I know you want to hear Steve's right now. You got to get yourself.
She don't.
She said it. So, Steve, you often talk about it. It's right there in the letter. I just think, you know, like I said, my answer is going to be simple. You should make a quick investment in some really good earplugs, okay? You have to do that. You know, put them inside your ears so you can't hear things, okay? You won't be able to hear all this stuff. Get yourself some professional headphones, the kind that we use. They block out all the noise, all the sounds.
Why are you
sleep, there are though? Things you can, huh?
Why you sleep? You want to wear that all night?
Yeah, so you can't, she can't sleep. Yeah. You know, get some professional headphones that block out the sound so you can get your much-needed rest, your much-needed sleep. Listen, in this building, if you don't want to live in this apartment, maybe you can transfer to another floor, another place to live on the property. There are other things you can do besides resorting to your car. People who live in their car don't have any other choices. They don't live in it because they want an adventure. Okay, so that's why I said, yes, this is crazy. No, you do that if you absolutely have to. You don't have to in this situation. Steve? Did you just suck your teeth?
Are you crazy? Question one. Question two, have you lost your damn mind?
Okay.
Girl, what? There was nothing in this letter that made sense to nobody listening. But since you included me because you talk about it, this was not an adventure.
Right.
This fun adventure. What? Lady, let me start. Let me take this letter apart from top to bottom. I'm a hardworking female right there who's ready to put my belongings in storage and live in my car. But you want to put all your stuff in storage and go live in a car. You said because of the problems I'm having in my apartment. Are you listening to this letter? You're having some problems in your apartment. Meaning you have a front door. A front door. You got windows. You got rooms. You can turn corners. You can stand up and walk around. Ain't none of this happening in the car. You can't stand up in your car and walk. Mm-mm. Let's start there. I constantly live with noise above me. Oh, so you think living in your car ain't going to be no noise above you? Mm-hmm. Listen to somebody who lived in a car. So you don't like the noise above you. So now they make it too much noise. How about when helicopters is above you? How about the sound of a crane working above you? How about the sound of tree leaves blowing in the wind above you? How about the sound of rain on your rooftop? How about when it hails on your rooftop? See, all these are sounds that's above you living in your car. I constantly live with noise above me, next door to me and across the hall from me. Well, let's think about what's next door to you. At least they next door on the other wall. What about them cars that's going to be pulling up next to you with people in it you don't know? What about when the police come up and tap on your window and keep asking you, are you okay?
Steve.
Huh? I'm just telling you, that's what happened when you're homeless. You living in your car like this going to be some fun-ass
right.
adventure.
It's not.
You lost your damn mind. People dragging things across the floor. What? Did you get across the floor? There ain't no flow in your car. crazy ass. Playing music all day and night. Girl, you better get used to this damn music all day and night, because when you live outside, you ain't going to believe the noise. Woo, 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 woo. Cacow, cacow, cacow.
Hold that thought, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject. I'm looking
crazy
forward.
Crazy woman talking about living in her damn car. Like, because it'll be a fun adventure. She trying to save Seth for $1,200 a month. She going to leave her apartment and live out in the damn car. She don't like noise above her. Well, how about the sound of helicopters? Because that's what's in your car. Cranes working. That's what that hail hitting your rooftop. Sleet, rain, all that. Next door. She don't like the noise next door. What about when the noise pull up next to your car? What about when the police is knocking on your window? What about when truck drivers knock on your window? You okay in there, little man? Yeah, I'm fine. You a female and you sleeping in a car. You know how it's going to work. Then you send a bit talking about, I can hear my neighbors arguing and having sex to 3 and 4 in the morning. What you think they do in the car next to you?
But they argue, then they have sex.
But they, but people pull up next to you in your car, and guess what they be doing? A lot of people be arguing. Mm-hmm. They play loud music when they pull up next to you, and they have sex when they pull up next to you. But you in a car.
Yes.
One of my neighbors had a big dog, and he run them down the hallway all the time. Lady, the dog is running up and down the hallway. What about when you get up to, out your car and they running up and down the street?
You know, with no leash.
She didn't think about any of that, Steve.
Yeah, lady, I'm telling you, I've been there. This ain't what you want to do. My apartment management company said there's nothing they can do about what goes on inside residence apartments, and I have to stay there until my lease is up. I work 2 jobs and have to be up by 5 a.m. each morning. Let's stop right there. The leasing agent can't do nothing that's going on in that apartment, right? Well, when you live in your car outside, you can't do nothing about nothing that goes on outside. Matter of fact, you ain't got a lease department you can go talk to it about. You can't go tell it to the police. Mm-mm. At least you can go down there and register a complaint. And then she said, I work 2 jobs and I have to be up at 5 a.m. each morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let me tell you this here. When you get up at 5 o'clock in the morning now, your ass got to find a bathroom.
I was just going
to have to go
that.
Find one. Because it ain't one in your car. So now you up at 5 a.m. You got to go find a bathroom. Now, you ain't no man, so you can't just stand behind a tree. So now, what are you talking about doing?
That's what I'm saying.
I got 2 jobs. She said they... I haven't had a quality sleep all night. How you think it is sleeping in the car? You can't stretch out in your car. I'm 6'2". I stayed balled up for 3 years. Mm. There is no stretching out. They don't make a car where I can lay cross sideways. I used to put piles of clothes in the back of my car.
Mm-hmm.
Up on, you know how the hump was in the car?
Uh-huh.
I used to put clothes to make it even with the hump so I could lay down in the back on the floor.
Oh.
To try to get in the closer. Then I have my foot up in the window.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many times the police knocked on that window? I think it's a body in the back seat.
Wow.
No, it ain't a body. It's somebody. It's me. I live here.
Wow, this is my house.
Quality sleep. Mm-hmm. I'd rather leave in my car and save $1,200. Lady, you're going to be so sick of that. You know how many hotel rooms you finna buy?
Yeah.
You're not going to save no money because you don't understand what it is to be homeless. I don't have any friends or coworkers that I like enough to stay with. You ain't going to have no friends or no damn coworkers. You keep coming to work and you ain't bathed anymore. You're not finna have no friends or coworkers.
Yeah.
You have to urinate every day. Every day.
More than once.
And you got to find somewhere.
Hello.
You got to bathe and shower. You got to find somewhere.
Brush your teeth.
I got news for your $1,200. You're going to spend it in running your car because it's hard to cut your gas, your car off because you need heat. Mm. You got to run your car to have heat. You burning gas. Where you going to watch TV? You listening to me?
On your phone.
Where you
going
to watch TV?
On
your
phone.
On your phone. Okay, when I wanted to watch TV, I had to pull up to a Circuit City and pull up in the parking lot.
Circuit City. Oh, my God.
dog, and look over there at the TV in the window. I watched TV for 3 years with no sound.
I ain't heard a Circus City in years.
Clearly, she hasn't thought this out, Steve.
Dog, you ain't thought this out at all. At all. And lady, where you gonna park this car? You can't be nowhere near your job. Somebody gonna drive by there. Ain't that Sheila?
Mm-hmm.
Why is she peeing in the coffee can on somebody's tree line?
Right.
Where you gonna pick up your mail?
All of that.
Lady, where you gonna rest? Where you gonna close your eyes in your car as a female and feel comfortable?
Yes.
That apartment you got a lock on the door.
Factor, yeah.
Stay in your apartment till the lease is up and deal with it. Do not take your crazy behind and live in your damn car. And as you say, because it seemed like a fun adventure.
And
that fun adventure, you're going to be so sick of that at day three. On day three.
Yeah. Her last, next to the last line, Steve, I'm not crazy and I only plan to do this temporarily.
And that's why you'll be crazy. Do you know that most homeless people, a lot of them suffer from mental illness? Because people quit talking to you.
And
you mean sitting up in the car speaking to people. Ain't nobody finna speak back to you. You have no idea what's going to happen. You can't get sick in a car.
Right.
Where you going to go to the bathroom at whenever you got to go? You got to learn how to lock up.
Yeah.
No, for real, dog. You got to learn how to lock up and go a day without going to the bathroom. You got to figure that out.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No, you got to shut your system down.
Ooh,
you got to damn near be sitting in your car and got to go to the bathroom so bad with the number two that you black out.
Woo. Yeah, people.
I done held it so long where I blacked out, woke up, and really had to find the bathroom.
People don't choose to live in their cars, lady.
You ever use a bathroom in a rest stop that don't have a door, just a wall next to the stall, and the wall is right next to the latrine? You ever been in there and used a bathroom ain't got no door on it?
No.
It's like prison. Stupid ass.
I ain't done that one.
Don't write us no damn mo.
All right, listen, email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.